what I know about book buying, I know for myself. I'm a one-woman focus group. And I know that I do read books digitally. It's great for travel, but it doesn't fulfill my book needs. I know that we have reached the point in the United States where 30% of adult fiction is now being purchased. That's as 2011. I see that number tapering off. I'm not good at predicting the future. If you'd asked me 15 years ago, I would have told you newspapers would be fine forever. So I have no delusion that I know what's going to happen. I only know I have basically a 35-year history as a book consumer, and I'm not done with the physical book, and it's hard for me to imagine that I'm alone in that.
John?
I think books and ebooks do two different things. Those of us who want to be surrounded by books, who use them as markers in our lives, who hold on to copies of books that we might have had from childhood or that were given to us by lovers or parents, appreciate the fact that these are as important to us as maybe photos on the mantelpiece, that they say something about our lives. You can't do that with an ebook. You don't own an ebook. You own a physical copy of a book. You are given a license to access an ebook, and under a very limited set of terms and conditions. And if we ever needed a warning from God, there was that problem a couple of years back where I think Amazon had sold ebooks to which they didn't have rights. They thought they were out of copyright. And when people plugged their readers back in, those books were taken away from them. Now, the Nazis had to kick your door down, you know? It makes it much easier. And one of the books was 1984, quite famously. Now, if that isn't God tapping you on the shoulder. But my third problem is that this is very much a first world issue. You know, what we're assuming is that people have access to broadband, that they have access to a computer that allows them to read books, and that they have access to electricity. You know, 30% of the world doesn't have any electricity at all. So what do we say that, you know, in our great ebook future, those people don't really matter? Right. Books do something, physical books do something that ebooks cannot do.
Harlan?
The writer in me really ignores it. The writer in me is like a little kid sticking my fingers in my ears going, la, 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 I can't hear you. I'm just going to keep writing the best book I can. Because if I write a book you want to read, you'll read it on stone tablets. You know, you read it on whatever. I imagine one day, some day in the past, that people were saying, oh, I love these stone tablets. Do I have to move to papyrus? So I don't really know how good or bad this is. There's good things about the ebook too. We've talked about some of the bad things, and I completely agree. But people who own ebook readers are buying more books. They buy more on impulse. They own more books. All I care about is increasing my readership. I don't really worry about my dollars. I worry about how many readers that I get, because the dollars usually follow.